Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 287. We are going for our golden scripture. Come on, let's go for our golden scripture from 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you saved. We keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. And that's why I always pause and say, you have not believed in vain. You profit from the gospel, and it will appear, and it shows. It continues, by delivering unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we have been looking at two things. We've looked at the physical events that led to Christ's death, and now we are on the revelatory events. And in looking at the revelatory event, we've gone for Isaiah 53, which is known as the redemption chapter. And it says, who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? So when we looked at the report, which is the death of Christ, I said to you that the death of Christ produced something, but the resurrection of Christ produced something else. We went to Romans 4:25, which says that who was delivered up or crucified or killed for our offenses, but was raised up again for our justification. So that word justification, I said that we would devote some time to it when we go into the resurrection of Christ, because we're doing the death, they will do burial, they'll do resurrection of Christ. But I needed to point out a few things about justification to you. Now listen, the word justification, I said, does not appear in the Old Testament, but listen to this, it appears in the New Testament, of course, but in the Hebrew language there is justify and there is righteous, and righteousness, they are lumped together with us the same word. And what's that word in Hebrew? The word justify, righteous, righteousness, is called chadak. Please excuse me, I'm not I don't speak the language, but t-s-a-d-a-k, chadik dak. Okay, so, and righteousness and justify were interpreted as chadik or chadak. Okay, now chadak. Okay, so 40 times when you go to the Old Testament, and I hope you know that Hebrew, the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, and the New Testament in Greek. Old Testament in what? Hebrew. New Testament in Greek. So when you go to the Old Testament, you'll find 40 of chadak. I know I call it chadak. You will find it that way in the Old Testament 40 times, and most of the of it was found in Job, the book of Job. 17 times you find this word righteous, righteousness, and justified, called the same thing, chadak. Okay, so I said to you that it was Apostle Paul who brought this word to the forefront, and he did not even interpret it for righteousness. He said justify and justification. Justify and justification. So we went to Acts 13:39, where we saw him use it, and in fact it became the center, one of the centers of the New Testament, or the epistles that Paul wrote. And I just want to share with you a few of the scriptures that are found in the Old Testament with chadak. Okay, so Genesis, we went in the previous episode, you saw that in Genesis 15 God said counted righteousness to Abraham when he believed God. And that word righteousness there is Tzedek. In Genesis 38:26, there's a story of Judah who went to sleep with a woman, and it was his own daughter-in-law. She became pregnant. And when he found out, he said, and Judah, Genesis 38:26, and Judah acknowledged them and said, she, that's a daughter-in-law, has been more righteous than I, has been more Tzedek than I, because I did not give her to Sheila, my son, and he knew her again no more. So the word Tzedek was used when Judah was saying that her daughter-in-law was more righteous than he was. Exodus 23:7 say, keep away from a false matter and do not slay the innocent and righteous. And the righteous there, Tzedek. For I will not justify the wicked. I will not Tzedek the wicked. Good. Deuteronomy 25 verse 1 says, if there is a controversy between men and they come for judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify Tzedek the righteous and condemn the wicked. So severally, that word Tzedek was used in the Old Testament. Okay, so it means to be righteous. So we're talking about the word Tzedek. It also means to have a just cause, to be in the right. It also means to be justified. It means to be just for God. It also means to be just, to be righteous in conduct and character. It also means to put on a mode of righteousness or be justified. It also means justify, to make to appear righteous, make someone righteous. So all these words are interpreted as what? Tzedek. But when you come to the Old Testament, we're talking about what happened when Jesus died and resurrected. He conferred righteousness, justification on all of us, just as if you have never sinned. Oh, go out today knowing that you are justified, just as if you have never sinned. Oh, hallelujah. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.